We're almost actually there. We've got the commitments for most of it. We have 250 million firm already, and I think we're virtually, I would say, 2 to 3 weeks away from closing the fund.
So why do you think you haven't got the other 250?
We would have completed if we were going to take money from just anybody, but we just really want to make sure that the caliber of people involved in the fund, we can move these projects, you know, forward into the future for many years to come. So it's a long-term approach, so we need the right investors. So we already got, we're in dialogue with them. It's just as in with everything, it takes time to get things closed. And I'm pretty confident we'll get it done in short order.
Now, I know you're very keen to get the right infrastructure that will get all the investors into the sub-Saharan continent. And some people say, well, that is really ambitious because take any one country and you will find, you know, not good roads if you go not too far away from the main city headquarters. You know, have you not taken on such a huge project that you probably will regret?
No, I mean, I don't think so. I think, you know, it's definitely not to be underestimated. But, you know, it's the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. So you got to start somewhere. You know, once we get this going and we're able to show examples of what we've done, then I think you'll have a multiplier effect. You have other people jump on the bandwagon. You have other funds coming to Africa confident that they can deploy their investment and achieve results. I think it's a challenge. We don't underestimate what the challenge is. We're confident that we can get it going, though. For me, my deadline is to get the momentum going by the end of this year. You know, we don't want to leave it indefinitely, but at the same time, we're not going to overpressure ourselves and invest in the wrong projects.
Now, let's switch a bit and talk about Aluko the Man. Did you always know you'd be successful?
No, I don't think, I never really thought about it like this. As a child, I was very ambitious. I was very competitive. But I didn't think that far ahead. I was just, you know, I think a few key things I knew quite early on. One of them was, I wanted to be self-employed and work for myself. So that was clear to me. At different points in time, my parents, you know, obviously thought I was making a big mistake because their mindset, they're both professionals. They felt, you know, you finish school and get a job. I tried many different things. I didn't start with oil. Although I've been in the oil industry for close on 20 years now, but I didn't start in oil. I started in different industries. A really, really bizarre cross-section of trade. So, you know, I did pharmaceuticals because my mom was a pharmacist, so I dabbled in this. I dabbled in buying and selling cars, even. So I dabbled in many different things at different points in time before eventually I found myself in the oil industry. And, I've been focused on it, consistent for the last 20 years. And,
How many times did you fail? Some listeners out there would like to know, because they think, I mean, he's made it, so he probably just started off and it was very easy all
through. No. Far from that. I had many starts and stops.